This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
This is Monster My Podcast.
And this is The GIF.
This is fucking stupid.
There's a monster in my podcast.
This is so dumb.
Like, what are we doing?
Oh, gosh.
Okay, Spelljammer, go home.
And don't tell me they're called The GIF.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the graphics interchange format typos.
Okay, so they're lawful neutral, which is the dumbest of alignments.
Yeah. Yeah, it is one of the worst. It's like, at least from a, you know, from a gameplay thing, they're hippos that are dressed like big game hunters.
Yeah.
who are stupid and love guns to the point of like ridiculous stupidity.
Yeah, like cultural obsession.
There are four little bits that of gun lore in this that are like distinctly paint these things as super unintelligent, because guns, like when guns got introduced to D&D, like the whole idea is like, hey, these are a thing, but they're not going to change the tide of war yet because they're still very new and they're really unreliable. Like if you use a gun, it's powerful, but you're playing with fire,
right?
That's early guns. Here it's like, okay, they explode in your face, but that's just to be expected,
right?
That's a dumb attitude to take. Two, their kids, they raise them until they're able to survive an explosion from this, and then they become adults once they can live from like a gun backfiring in their face. Like right. That's pretty shitty. But the worst thing is their price for a mercenary to hire them is, for a week of hiring these guys, is the equivalent of like blasting powder to fire 7 bullets, which presumably you're hiring them in a capacity that will lead to them shooting things.
Right.
So this is not a sustainable economy, GIFs.
No,
like,
no.
If I get you for a week, you're probably going to take more than 7 shots during that week.
Yeah. Like, you guys are undervaluing your time, like on the order of a podcaster undervaluing their time.
Exactly. And they look like podcasters. it's GIF and Elroy.
GIF and McElroy,
there we go. they're undervaluing their time, and like this is one of these, like, there's two different kinds of contemptuous Monsters Manual entries,
right?
There's like, this thing is filthy and worthless, and it's, yes, you know, it's you know, saliva scum.
It doesn't take care of its lair, and you can't tell what's valuable because, yeah, they can't take care of their fingernails.
And this is more like, look at these simpletons. Like, look at these simple people who are attracted by like lights,
yeah,
and sounds. Like, this is somebody went to like a Larry the Cable Show, Larry the Cable Guy show, yeah, and was like,
Larry the Cable Show.
Hello, yeah. I'm Larry.
Look, my name is Larry, and I'm Arliss. Hi, guys. I'm Arliss. But also, my name is Larry.
I wish that wasn't two people. It was just, or like, that is not two people. Like, my name is Larry, and I am Arliss. That's the position I hold. Because Arliss is an elected position. Arliss and Vice Arliss.
I forget where we're even going with that.
We're talking about how these guys are fucking idiots.
Oh yeah, they definitely are. Like they're so single-minded. Like, their entire life, like, you know, like, we're on the paper chase, they're on that powder chase.
It is, because it's like, they already, like, if you look at this thing, or like you describe them, it's like, oh, they're obsessed with gunpowder and like they love explosions and stuff. And yeah, and it's like, okay. It's a little, but they're hippos who dress like fucking like Dr. Livingston. You know, like they're Indiana Jones hippos. I'm like, oh, okay. Like, it doesn't make it cooler that they're hippos that dress like Indiana Jones.
No, they're dressed like Spanish war expeditionaries. Like, there's nothing that's cool about these guys. And I was reading this, and I was like, come on, like, tell me what campaign setting they're from. Like,
Spelljammer.
I suppose. Yeah, I was like, what DM would use these? Somebody would use Spelljammer.
Yeah, it's a real Spelljammer. And it's just like really weirdly, like, it spends the entire entry badmouthing these guys until you get to the end, where it gets this poignant, like, they can live 70 years but do not age gracefully. As a GIF grows older and begins to slow down, he's possessed with the idea of proving himself still young and vital, usually in battle. As a result, there are very, very few old GIF. Like, yeah. You can't, like, tug on my emotions like that.
No, you really can't.
After spending, like, this entire time shitting on these hippo monsters.
You, like, really can't. Like, you can't, like, just, you know, show me these fucking doofuses running around here and then just kind of like, oh, but come over here. You know, you remember Secondhand Lions? Oh, these are secondhand gifts.
Yeah. Yeah. No country for old gifts. It's a really confused entry. And, like, you'd think, based on how boring Giant Fest was, that, like, I'd be way into just, like, all of a sudden, here's a gun-obsessed hippo safari hunter.
I mean, it's all about the bites we take, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah. And I just, it's more fun to talk about, but boy, is this stupid. From, like, the player part of me or the DM part of me is just, like, yeah. Give me a goddamn break.
And just, like, what I will do, like, as I'm planning out the next season of this show that's going to take place, you know, in a year and a half, like, I'm going to look at something really, really neat that, like, was excluded from the Monstrous Compendiums. I'm going to think, like, fuck, we could have talked about this a year and a half earlier, if not for the goddamn GIF.
No one's on their deathbed, you know, thinking back fondly on the time they thought about GIFs. You know, like, we're going to look back on this and we're not going to feel good about it, Cole.
Gary, we're the only people who have thought about or talked about the GIF in, let's say, 15 years.
I guess that's probably true. It's not like right now there's somebody using a GIF in their campaign.
Now, there's somebody masturbating to the GIF, but they're not using them in their campaign.
Yeah, they're not using, they're using them in their cockpit. I went for a couple things there, and
yeah, no, you split the difference, and you came up short. But you know what? It's okay. I'm gonna extend you that grace, Gary. You're fine.
Appreciate that. just bleep it out. It's whatever it is. It'll sound funnier than the actual non-word I said. So
I can't promise.
You bleep that out too. Like, whenever we have one of these bad entries, we just need to start bleeping out words at the end of sentences and spice them up real good. Mamma mia.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.